WJTL Hillsong United, so will I 100 billion times. Good morning at 7:05.
We are so super excited to be celebrating our 40th year of ministry with WJTL's 40 Fest coming to Cherry Crest Adventure Farm on Saturday, May 18th. So yesterday at around 8:05, we announced our first two performers that are going to be there. Locals, Behold the Beloved and Leanna Crawford. And we're excited to tell you our next artist that's coming up at 5 after 8. Stay tuned for that.
Our very special guest today from Kavod Theater, our friend Monica DePaul is here. She's the artistic director of Kavod, and she's directing their current show, Anastasia. Good morning to you, Monica.
Good morning.
Move that mic down so we can hear you a little better.
Okay,
yeah, there you
sorry.
Go.
Can you
anybody
hear me
wanna give
now?
A, yeah, anybody want to give a shout out to?
Yes, my dear sweet husband Vinny DePaul, who we haven't seen each other in many days because of Tech Week rehearsal. Vin, I love you.
Yeah. And you'll get to see each other again soon, I'm sure.
Soon, we will be at dinner theater night together.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. On Friday. So,
before we talk about Anastasia, just tell us about Kavod and Kavod Theater and all you guys do.
Yes. Well, Kavod is in two locations now, in New Holland and Mannheim. Kavod Theater, though, is located at the New Holland area.
Yeah.
And we just exist to create with purpose and create with our eyes on the Lord and bring people together for such a time as this. I'm always amazed at the project that people come together for, that the Lord just orchestrates. And it's just so amazing. The talents in every aspect of putting up a show together are so wonderful.
Yeah.
I just sit back and I'm in awe of everything.
And Kavod is training up the next generations to use their talents for the Lord. I was trying to think this morning, how many years ago did Connie start that? Do you know?
We're coming up on our 20-year anniversary.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
That's just amazing. So you guys are doing Anastasia this weekend. Tell us all about that.
We're doing Anastasia this weekend and the next weekend.
Okay. So, Vinny, it's going to be a couple weeks, actually. Sorry.
Once the show's up, then the director, then I've just come and when I want.
Yeah, there you go. I don't believe that for a second.
We have shows Friday night, Saturday matinee, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. Do you want to talk about the show itself?
Well, yeah, let's tell me a little bit about Anastasia. Just we'll talk more the second spot, but give me kind of the overview of it.
Sure. Well, the musical happened after the animated feature in the 90s, 2000s, I remember watching it as a kid.
Sure.
So that was first. And now the musical has a lot of music from the animated feature.
Okay.
That is familiar to, all of us middle-aged people. And with some added music, the show is more grounded in reality than the animated feature. We have no evil magician Rasputin.
Right.
It is more based in the conflict of the Russian Revolution
and the Romanov family.
Yes.
Very interesting. How many kids, how many people do you have involved in the show?
We have three little kiddos and then 25 adults. Or no, I'm missing. It's 29 total.
Okay.
It's early to do math.
And that's on the stage. You have other people off the stage making costumes, lights.
Yes.
How many people altogether do you have?
Altogether, probably at least 45.
Wow.
Yeah. In our little space.
That's amazing.
We all fit somehow.
It's amazing.
That's very cool. Anastasia running this weekend and next weekend. If people want tickets ahead of time, where do they go?
Kavod.org.
That's
can buy
easy.
The tickets right there. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk more with Monica coming up. So stick around. We do have Leanna Crawford, Brandon Heath, and more music on the way.